Liveline on RTE Radio 1 with bonkers.ie, Ireland's favourite comparison and switching website. Visit bonkers.ie today and start saving on your household bills.
1850 715 815.
Hello, good afternoon, and you're very welcome to Liveline. 51551 is our text number. Back to crime and the election and the calls over the last few days, especially from different communities. Yesterday it was Saggart in West Dublin, and they were referring to themselves as sleepless in Saggart because of 2 months of terror, including, believe it or not, people buying barbed wire en masse the last few days and putting it around their gardens and on their walls. But anyway, Kevin is in Saggart, and you were burgled when, Kevin?
Sunday night. Hello, Joe.
Hello. What happened?
Well, I went off at 4 o'clock on the Lewis into the city centre to watch a game.
Mm-hmm.
And then when I arrived back, all hell had broken loose.
So
I was greeted with one of the detectives from Ratcool, who told me that there had been a burglary on the premises at around 7 o'clock.
Okay, which seems to be the time they're operating between 5 and 7, seems to be set the sank, as they say in Paris. Between 5 and 7, seems to be... But anyway, what condition was your house in, Kevin?
Well, the entrance through the back way, the main window was completely smashed, everything was pulled around, and the front door was left wide open.
And was there,
as they made their escape.
And was there, there was a lot of damage done. Did they actually... What are they trying to rob these days? And how are they stealing televisions?
No, it would be small items of value. Probably mobile phones, anything, iPhones, cash lying around, and jewellery, and that sort of stuff.
And did
they get anything of mine?
Yeah.
Probably... Not a hell of a lot, to be honest, Joe.
Okay, but it's a whole disc.
That was down to the vigilance of my neighbours here, more so than anything else.
Because Saggart, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, but from what I heard yesterday, Saggart and its environs is on high alert at the minute for burglaries.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. once we finish this call, I'm going down to get some more barbed wire myself.
No.
Because I'm living on my own. I'm 55, I'm not getting any younger, I'm not in perfect health, and I feel a victim.
But what's the... And it's awful, and it's an awful feeling, and it's an awful sensation, apart from the damage and the cost and to find your house destroyed and to think that someone has been violating your home. But what's the obsession in Saggart with barbed wire, Kevin?
Well, what else do we have? You know, alarm systems don't seem to be doing the job.
And
these people don't give a shit about, my language, but they don't care about alarm systems, because all that seems to do is flash off, and by the time the guards actually arrive at a premises, they're gone away scot-free.
And did you have your alarm on?
Oh, absolutely.
But didn't deter them?
No, obviously not.
And Kevin, you said Saggart's a vibrant village and lots of... But what you see, you went into town to watch... Now you're entitled to go into town to watch a match. Is that what you normally do?
I'm originally from the north side. I'm over here 6 years.
Yeah.
So I was meeting people from the north side at a halfway venue, so to speak.
Okay, that's where you go back to.
And because I'm living on my own, I tend to do a lot of my socialising in the city environment.
Okay, good. Well, it's a brilliant city. It's brilliant vibes, great atmosphere.
Absolutely.
Say that, Kevin. Maureen Finnegan. Maureen, where are you?
Hi, Joe. I'm in Cavantilly.
Okay.
And
in South Dublin, yeah.
Yeah, and it's rife. I'm on the Cavantilly Life website and the Dorky Forum website, and there are continual posts, more so since December, and of warnings, houses being broken into, coming home and finding, like one girl in Dorky said, just came home, her neighbour's house was being broken into by three lads. And it's in Killiney Hill, there was one, 30,000 euros worth of jewellery taken there.
Wow.
That was a big thing. So Ulverton Road in Dorkey, Carrick Mines up the road, Dunsilla Park, here in the park itself. And I think there's two things going on here. I think one is break-ins, which is one lot of guys. But I think also there's a lot of antisocial behaviour going on, which are younger kids. Like, we have a little, lovely little shopping centre here, and the poor people in Tesco, and there's a lovely Chinese takeaway. They are tormented by young lads and girls. They sit on the steps so you can hardly get by them. They're in and out of the shops trying to, you know, take either the you know, those drinks, the energy drinks or wine or whatever. So, you know, that's becoming a deterrent for older people to go. And I was speaking to a friend yesterday in Carrick Mines, and her neighbour was broken into last week, and they have this smart doorbell, which I was looking for. I'm going to move, and I'm looking for all the smart things. And they ripped out the doorbell, so they're up to the new security gadgets. They know they can be seen.
The smart doorbells, Maureen, are the ones. Well, they're selling them everywhere now. You link them up to your phone, and there's a camera. So if someone rings your bell, no matter where you are, it bounces up on your phone, and you can see who's at the door.
Yeah, and you can talk to them. If you're not there, you can pretend, Maya, you're at home. But they're clued into that. So they're smashing the CCTV cameras. They're ripping the doorbells out. So, because they know these gadgets are there and they know what they're about, so it's not a deterrent anymore.
Okay, you know? And I see we've been contacted by another man, Sergio. He owns a bistro in Cabinteen. He's busy at the moment, thank God for him, because he owns a bistro. He'll be on in a few minutes. But he said, I asked the whole Cabinteely community to help so that these thugs do not always go unpunished. Also because not even the Gardaí I alerted could do anything. I'm really mortified by what usually happens in this area, and I'm and an affront to our beautiful park and to the nearby commercial activities. His bistro was attacked by a group of young men.
Yeah, I think I know that. We were all shocked, and it went up on Cabinteely Life. I mean, the support they got was great, but it was all verbal support. You can't do anything with these young lads. I mean, I confronted a few of them one time, not that long ago, during the summer, and one young fellow was paralytic, and they were literally dragging, their friends were trying to drag him, and then I intervened with this woman, and sure, you can imagine the abuse I got. And physically, I'm not afraid of them. I've reared three lads. It doesn't bother me. I'm in my 60s, but that doesn't bother me. But physically, I can't do anything. I'm sure by the time the guards come up. But another thing that keeps
Have you raised it, Maureen, with your election candidates?
Oh, sure, none of them are knocking at the door. I've had one person knock at the door, and funny enough, I wasn't going to bother answering the doors because I kind of think, you know, you get all the promises. But I had one person knock at the door at the very beginning. Now, nobody else has ever knocked at my door, and I think that seems to be the same all around.
But I don't think I've ever heard in an election so many people, this is not scientific, but even on this program, so many people fed up and saying promises, they're only promises, you can't trust. Fine Gael promised rid of the USC. Yeah. It's actually probably taxes.
I think
and
this
a lot of people
are turning to Sinn Féin. They think they're kind of speaking, you know, our language. But, yeah, I mean, I've been broken into twice here, and I've got the composite door, and my God, you should have seen what they did to the composite door. And funnily enough, I'm thinking that they've tampered with my door recently because I'm having problem locking it. But the other thing that, since I spoke to your researcher yesterday, don't want to take up the whole time, was that a friend, this is in the Fox Rock area, and she lives in a lovely little cul-de-sac in Leafy Fox Rock, as we call it, and she had these two guys yesterday turn up in a van. Mm-hmm. Selling carpets, Maya, you won't get them at this price. We're off to Melbourne tomorrow. Anyway, she ended up, they were so persuasive in the house. And when she did buy one, but then they were getting angry, not angry, but their charm went when she was getting a bit fed up and saying, no, I'm not buying any more of this, that and the other. And her daughter was there, giving her the eyes, much say, are you mad? Anyway, the daughter Googled, and sure enough, they've been going to Melbourne since 2013.
Yeah, it's a slow enough journey.
It's a slow enough journey. So somebody was quick enough and called the guard. So when they left the estate, They went around and they were all my kind of age group. So they were flogging these carpets, but the guards couldn't find anything on them. But my friend was cute enough, although she allowed them in the house, she got a bit suspicious and she wrote them a check that she knew there was a bank account that she didn't use. Mm-hmm. So she thought, right, well, if I find out that they're okay, well, then I'll put money in. But if they're not, that's it. They're going to get a bounce check. Okay. But it's everything between the young kids, between the break-ins, and the break-ins are 7 o'clock, 7.30 or 4.30-ish, 4 o'clock in the morning. They seem to be the two times. Why, I don't know.
Yeah.
And I have to say, okay, I'm nervous. I'm on my own as well. And I was, like, putting my bins out at 4:30 this morning because about 4 o'clock I woke up and I thought, oh, God, is that a noise? Now, I'm fine in the house on my own during the day. That doesn't bother me. But it is, there's so much of it. You do feel vulnerable. And it's dreadful. I mean, we're all living in nice areas. Well, you know, the people that have come in there saying they're where they live in Saugerties is lovely. This is lovely. But we're just being driven by fear at this stage. The fear is creeping in.
Yeah. Kevin, did you raise it with any politicians on your door?
I certainly did on Monday, okay, when they were walking around and they were looking. They said that they'd do something if I voted. You know what I mean? So this is what
a bit late then.
But they didn't. Yeah. They didn't put it that way.
Well, more or less.
No, they said if
I won't say. I won't say who they were representing.
No, we're running out of time.
I actually used the Lewis, and I just wanted to say that there are gangs rolling.
I know that's it. Every second day we're doing it.
Oh yeah, the Lewis is getting nice to see on anymore.
Correct.
Well, how long is it since we highlighted the whole Lewis stop down there at Shue Road, Inchicore, that stretch? And it's still happening, apparently. It's still happening. OK, Kevin, good to meet you, Mahogany. Kevin and Sagard, Maureen Finnegan, thank you as well. And that restaurant I was referring to, that contacted us, the Piccolo Bistro in Cabinteely. We speak to him as soon. Hopefully he stays busy till 5 to 3, because all restaurants are in big, big trouble since the VAT went back up to 13.5%. But anyway,